At 6:06, it is clear and 61 degrees this morning in Tulsa, headed toward a very comfortable 83 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. What should we do? The Tulsa Animal Shelter is in a blue-collar industrial area on North Erie, just to the west of the International Airport. Some on the Tulsa City Council are wondering if the city would be better advised to move the shelter to a more commercial area, rather than pumping money into an existing facility. Shelter Director Gene Letcher says this has been discussed before.
Doing the renovation of that particular location, while not ideal, from a cost standpoint, was a better selection.
Letcher would like the shelter to be considered for upgrades in the upcoming capital improvement projects. Gas prices are tumbling in Tulsa. You will find most service stations charging below $3 a gallon this morning as we start the month of July. The price for regular unleaded dropped to $2.99 at most locations overnight. Is it rural versus urban that a feed of the federal farm bill in the House still has some lawmakers stunned? Oklahoma City area Congressman James Lankford says it is not just a farm issue.
This perspective that only folks that are in rural communities should really care about agriculture, and urban folks, it's really not a big issue to them, but I remind folks that people in urban areas also eat.
The SNAP or food stamp program was a deal breaker for some. Democrats did not want the program cut, while some Republicans say the cuts were simply not deep enough. Legislation that will fund repairs to the Oklahoma State Capitol is one of more than 70 bills that take effect today. The bill diverts $120 million in state income tax collections over the next 2 fiscal years to pay for a major overhaul of the nearly 100-year-old Capitol that houses the Oklahoma Legislature and several other state agencies. Tulsa needs to be more biker-friendly. That is the assessment of the city's comprehensive plan, as well as the Indian Nation Council of Governments. NCOG's transportation planner, James Wagner, wants to build upon what we already have.
We have a great trail system, but we have few safe connections to the trails from the city's neighborhoods.
And he says it's a health issue for the area, because if more people would use the trails for walking or biking, the area's health scores would improve. No one is hurt as a small plane makes an emergency landing at a Tulsa airport. The Tulsa Fire Department reports a single-engine plane landed at the Jones Riverside Airport on its belly near Jinx on Saturday with a collapsed landing gear. The plane slid off the runway into a grassy area. Well, as we head into the long holiday weekend with plentiful sunshine, a fresh warning this morning about protecting yourself out of doors. Expert Marty Tappan says don't forget the sunscreen.
That we protect our skin, whether that's through sunscreen or wearing protective clothing for ourselves as well as our children.
Now, there are over 1 million cases of skin cancer reported each year in the United States, and Oklahoma has a higher than most rate of fatal skin cancers. Our weather forecast, sunny and very nice today. We will have a high of 83. It'll be clear and, well, almost cool tonight, 58 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and 83. Wednesday, clear and a little warmer, a high of 85. And then on the 4th of July, sunny and pleasant with a high of 87. National Weather Service radar this morning is sweeping 125 miles. It is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now, at 6:10, it is mostly clear and 61. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.